for 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Pocero. Thank you all for tuning in. Next week, my co-host Dana Lake will be back, so don't forget to tune in. She's going to have a great show lined up for you, as we always do every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Today is absolutely no exception. We're going to be covering some pretty good ground today. We're going to be talking about spring cleansing and cleansing and detoxification, which is a great time of year to be discussing it in the spring. And we're also going to be discussing some other really interesting products, some other really interesting things in the cutting edge of the natural health industry. So it should be a great show. I have on with me, as always, a great special guest. But before I introduce him, just want to make a couple quick mentions. As I mentioned, the introduction of the show, we're sponsored by the Village Green Apothecary. And just to let everybody know, the Village Green is having their big sale, spring sale, from Thursday, March 20th, which was last week, all the way through Thursday, April 1st, which is going to be Thursday of next week. You can save 30% off of all Pathway products and 25% off of all professional lines like Metagenics, Zymogen, Nordic Naturals, Thorn, Megafood, Enzymatic Therapies, Jaro Innate, and Garden of Life, which we're going to be discussing some of those topics and products related to Garden of Life today. So it's a great time to go in, stock up on anything that you need. Village Green has been a staple in the Bethesda community for over 40 years now, offering the community health and wellness products. We've got a full-service pharmacy to get your prescriptions filled. You've got a compounding pharmacy to make custom nutrients for people and custom formulations. It's a wonderful resource. Please stop in if you have not before. So we're going to start the show off today discussing some aspects around spring cleansing. We're going to be talking with, and a guest on our show today is going to be Bruce Topping. He's been involved in the alternative medical community his entire life by managing health food stores, speaking for support groups, conducting seminars for Weston A. Price chapters, and being an activist for small and local agriculture. He is a consummate student of natural medicine in all its forms, with a passion for helping people understand the controversies of diet and nutritional science. Based on his wealth of knowledge, Bruce is a highly sought-after national speaker for Garden of Life and is our probiotics and enzymes expert for that company. He's currently authoring a book on digestive health and is a popular guest on several radio shows. So, Bruce, thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about, you know, one of the Garden of Life sort of detox in a box products for detoxification. And I think it is a nice formulation of a few things, but I'd love to first just sort of talk about, you know, detoxification in general. It's a term that gets thrown around a lot. I do find detoxification to be somewhat controversial. Some people are totally on board with it. They recommend everybody should be doing detox, and other people, you know, you ask a traditional medical professional and they may say, well, what are you detoxing from? There's no evidence that there's really any benefit to it. There's no evidence that your body is under any sort of detoxification or toxic stress. So, you know, I mean, I have my thoughts on it. Bruce, what are your thoughts on it? And we'll sort of start a dialogue here and educating people about detoxification.
Yeah, a great point. I mean, I always kind of look at traditional roles of cleansing or detox. I think some people forget these are really old. I mean, they used to call it Lent or Passover or Ramadan, and it usually involved fasting. But I think if you look at the exposure of modern humans, I mean, gosh, we're living on trans fats and corn syrup in so many communities now, and our exposure to plastics and all kinds of xenobiotics, you know, all kinds of weird stuff. And I will say, I think the reputation of cleansing has maybe been a little bit tarnished by years of infomercials where people think that cleansing is really all about just big dumps and that it's just tractor tires are supposed to come out of your bowel and that it's this, this really singularly kind of silly focus on, you know, they almost think cleanse means colon void. And
right.
That's, I think, where a lot of people went wrong.
Yeah, I would agree for sure. Definitely, when people think cleansing, they think about, you know, colon cleansing, and they think about using laxative products, and it's important to keep the GI system moving when you're cleansing, but, you know, it's not all of it. And, I mean, just if people want to get a better idea of what we're cleansing from, there are some great resources out there. One of my favorite ones is the Environmental Working Group, EWG.org, environmentalworkinggroup.org. I mean, they have a whole site basically devoted to a lot of the chemicals that we're exposed to. And these are going to be things like there's a high exposure of arsenic in our groundwater these days. And it was 2 or 3 years ago, Consumer Reports came out with the notification about high arsenic levels in rice. And it's been a continuing concern. And, you know, Bruce, I don't know if your company uses any products that has rice proteins in it. I mean, have you guys been paying attention to this?
Oh, yeah.
So when you guys are producing products that contain rice protein, are you guys screening the rice protein for arsenic?
Yeah, we are. We're actually under one part per million. You know, if you look at that test, the worst offenders back in that 2011 kind of survey were Pakistan sources. So I think it really comes down to where you source the rice, just to get on that little aside.
Yeah,
we're all over that, and we test it, and third parties, and it's one part per million or under.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's an important issue to think about. I mean, you know, and I bring it up a lot with patients these days because, you know, there's a lot of people, as I'm doing testing and investigation or looking at cases, that may benefit from a gluten-free diet, and usually gluten-free diets are heavily dependent on rice products. You know, people don't necessarily love to give up their crackers, their breads, you know, all of their other sort of comfort flour-based foods. And traditionally, rice flour is used to substitute for wheat flour in gluten-free pastas and gluten-free cookies. And, you know, I always thought it was a little bit of a concern. And the supplement companies like Garden of Life and many of their supplement companies I work with, when they're using rice products in a supplement product, they are screening those rice flours or those rice proteins that are coming in before they're actually putting them in the manufacturing process. But in the food industry, it's really not done. And what was a wake-up call to me is I was doing some pretty intensive detoxification therapies with certain patients whose health issues really were correlated to toxicity issues, primarily heavy metal problems. And as we were going through doing the detoxification for the heavy metals, we were also intermittently doing some testing to track the progress of the work that we were doing, seeing these metal levels coming down in their tissues. Well, it was I had several cases where when we were doing this incremental testing, some of the main toxic metals we were working with, for example, like mercury and lead, were coming down very nicely with the therapies we were doing, but we saw these spikes in arsenic on the testing, and there was really nothing to explain it. As we queried and I investigated further, it turned out that every single one of those cases, and there was about three of them where I've had this happen, they had switched to a gluten-free diet throughout the process. And it seemed that by eating lots of rice-containing products, we were getting these spikes in arsenic. And sure enough, when we discussed and tried to figure out what it was, and we had the people reduce the amount of rice flour they were consuming, sure enough, those levels came down. One of them was a patient. The arsenic level was actually just checked by their primary care doctor based on some other symptoms, and it was a spike in the just regular blood levels, which is really rare to see heavy metals spike like that. And, you know, the first thing I asked was, have you done anything where you've significantly increased your rice intake? And it was, yes, I've gone on a gluten-free diet. So, you know, I mean, I've seen this play out, and this is just one example of what we're exposed to these days. Now, this doesn't even get into, Bruce, and I'm sure you can talk about this as well, things like BPA. These are all these plastic water bottles. These are everything in plasticizers and plastic agents. BPA is everywhere. You know, there's high sources of it in cash register receipts, especially the ones that are covered with, like, those colorful coupons on the back, the ones you get from the grocery store. Super high levels of BPA. These things are known endocrine disruptors, and although we're very slow to ban them in the United States, they've been completely banned in other countries. Things like phthalates, another plasticizing type agent that you see very high amounts of in cosmetics and body care products. It's oftentimes a component of artificial fragrances, dioxins, pesticide residues. We have so many toxins that we are exposed to. It is absolutely ridiculous to not think that cleansing and supporting the overall health of our body isn't important. So, you know, Bruce, do you want to sort of chime in with any of those thoughts?
No, I think you summarized a lot of, you know, you could spend 2 hours just looking at all the environmental exposures. And I would even add, But nowadays, I think a lot of it's just the fact that we're sitting down a lot and we're indoors. And so a lot of the detox machinery, you know, the effect of the lungs and the kidneys and how well they're binding proteins are being mobilized and expressed in the body. I mean, that's really what we're looking at the whole picture here, not just, you know, just heavy metals or just plasticizers. I always want to say, I mean, doing a cleanse, I've seen a lot of people where their inflammatory markers drop like a rock. You know, all of a sudden they're C-reactives and ESRs and CICs. And, you know, this may be Greek to some of the listeners, but, you know, circulating immune complexes and sedimentary erythrocytes. There's all these little markers, all these little compounds or molecules that we look at clinically in terms of how well their immune system is running. And nowadays, so many Americans, it's like their immune system, their inflammatory machinery, if you will, is kind of in a tailspin. And I think that's, you know, one of the reasons why cleansing makes so much sense, just to kind of move some wastes out, thin the secretions, and it's a great way to begin any health program. You know, this is spring. People are going to be looking to go to the beach, looking to wear, you know, skimpier clothing and want to look good.
Yeah.
And just feel good. And I think cleansing makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, there's all sorts of, you know, reasons of why it's important to think about cleanses. And, you know, we're going to talk today a little bit about one of Garden of Life products that I really like because it was formulated by, you know, one of the most renowned herbalists out there, studied under really some of the founding fathers of herbal medicine and naturopathy. So I have a huge respect for partnering with him to come up with some of these herbal formulas. But really, you know, cleansing is not just something that you do a couple weeks out of the year, you know, once a year. Cleansing really should be something that you do every day. And so how do you cleanse every day? You do things like make sure that you drink plenty of water and that water that you drink is a good filtered water, you know, that hopefully isn't coming from little plastic bottles that have lots of BPA in them. You know, that you try and make sure that you breathe clean, fresh air. So, you know, inside your home, you know, trying to go with things like hardwood floors over carpets because carpets off gas. If you're going to be repainting your house, you choose low VOC or low chemical paints when you repaint. I spend a lot of time here in D.C. traveling around the Beltway in my car, oftentimes sitting in traffic, and I actually have a portable air filter that sits in my car to try and help clean the air that comes from all the smog sitting in traffic. Little things like that to try and just improve the quality around you, the cleaning products in your home, trying to not use heavy-duty cleaning products that have chlorine bleach and that have ammonia and have other chemicals that we know are toxic that aren't good for us, or not having people come inside your home to spray for insects and use basically pesticides inside the home. I did a show, I guess it was probably a couple months ago, about some research that came out really relating the fact that people with certain genetic abnormalities, when they're exposed to certain pesticides, their risk for Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease skyrockets. It's like 12 or 15% higher in people who have a certain genetic predisposition and are exposed to certain pesticides. And these are common pesticides that are used in the agricultural industry, so there's an argument for eating organic, and also common pesticides that are used when they come in your house and they spray for things. In addition, yeah, eating clean foods, so trying to eat more organic-based foods because there's going to be lower exposure to pesticides from that. You know, just all of these simple things that you can do, make daily choices to minimize your exposure to toxins. And, of course, on top of that, it's not a bad idea to a couple times a year actually go through a cleanse. And that's really what we're going to talk about when we come back from the next segment. These structured cleanses I love because, number one, they amplify with the use of the herbs and supporting the colon and supporting all of the amunctories, the organs in our body that help with detoxification, allows our body to unload a burden. And as Bruce talked about, you can see things happen on lab tests. You can see inflammatory markers go down. You can see autoimmune antibody levels in people with autoimmune diseases go down. You can see all sorts of things happen on the physical side from blood chemistry, but people feel better. And the other thing that I love about it is it helps to set up better patterns. So it helps to basically get your diet and your life in line for a little bit. And we're going to talk about that when we come back and really go through sort of the ins and outs of a detox program. So that's basically what we're going to do when we come back from the break. Hopefully this was a good introduction to maybe why we should think about doing detoxification. When we come back, we're going to go through the Garden of Life one. Now, it doesn't always have to be that one, but they have a nice program put together. And we're going to talk about some of the dietary recommendations that you should think about when cleansing. We're going to go over the program. So it's springtime.
If you're thinking about doing a detox program, this is a great sort of overview that we're going to do in the next segment to discuss exactly the nuts and bolts of how it's done and what you need to do. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break, so don't go anywhere.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet. Committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green. I'm your host, Dr. Kevin Passero. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. Also, remember, from now until April 1st, Village Green is having their big spring sale. They're offering 25% off of many of the professional line brands and 30% off of all Pathway products. It's a great time to come in and stock up on products if you need to. So again, that's through April 1st, 30% off Pathway and 25% off Metagenic, Zymogen, Nordic Naturals, Thorn, Megafood, Enzymatic Therapies, Jaro, Innate, and Garden of Life, which we're talking to today, Bruce Topping, who is a sought-after educator for Garden of Life. And we're going to be talking about the Garden of Life cleansing program, which is called the Wild Rose. Is that correct?
That's right.
Bruce? Yeah, the Wild Rose cleansing program. And so we kind of talked a little bit, Bruce, in the last segment about all the toxins we're exposed to and why it's important to think about cleansing. Do you have anything that you want to add to that?
I think you set it up really well. I think a lot of people listening to this show are pretty sophisticated and probably know that our diet and lifestyle is kind of a train wreck nowadays.
Yeah. Yep. And that's what I was alluding to. I mean, we're going to talk about the nuts and bolts of the cleanse, and I want to talk about the dietary recommendations associated with it. But one of the things that I love the most about getting people to do a 7 or 10 or ideally like a 15-day cleanse, is that it starts to set up patterns. So when you do a cleanse, right? So Bruce, talk to us about, are you comfortable getting into what some of the dietary recommendations are during the
Absolutely.
Cleanse?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why don't you kind of talk about what are some of the dietary recommendations that are given when somebody's doing the Wild Rose Herbal Detox Program?
Yeah, so Wild Rose does contain a little book. And so you don't have to memorize everything we're saying today on the air. But
right. So it comes with a little guide.
Exactly. And it will go through, and I'll I won't go through every single food that's allowed, because that would take
right.
all day.
Let's talk about what's not allowed.
I'll just say that the main hard part of this for many people, when I go through and teach them like what you're going to be eating, the hard part is that you can't have any flour. And that's, you know, for many Americans, that's pasta, pizza, sandwiches, cereal, and that's like breakfast, lunch, and dinner
yeah.
for so many people.
Yep.
So we, and then the other one is cheese and dairy. So, you know, cheese and bread, again, that's a huge component of the American diet. So, you know, no fried food, that's another one that's hard, and no refined sugar or alcohol. So it's
or coffee.
Yeah, well, coffee is allowed as long as it's black.
Okay.
And you can have up to 2 cups a day.
Okay.
We find coffee, you know, it's full of those bitter alkaloids and polyphenols, and it's actually not, I mean, as long as you're not going crazy and beating up your adrenal glands really hardcore with it, we feel like coffee is maybe all right. It's mainly trying to include foods and exclude foods that will thwart or prevent the healing machinery from getting movement. You know, if you're eating lots of flour and refined sugar, then the lymphatic system isn't going to move as much waste. Or if you're eating damaged oils, it's going to stall the liver's ability to carry through detox and move bile. So it's sort of a diet that allows you to eat a lot of food. It emphasizes wild-caught fish, emphasizing, you know, whole grains, of course, fruits and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
some beans. You know, meats are allowed as long as they're pasture-raised and grass-fed. But we don't want you to be eating, you know, huge, huge amounts of animal protein, because it is pretty dense and does kind of, we really want to save a lot of the body's energy for the task at hand, which is mobilizing wastes and getting rid of debris out of the body.
Yes. And so when you look at a diet like that, it's one that's very much focused on whole foods. It's one where you cut out alcohol, where you're cutting out major inflammatory foods such as flours. Oftentimes, gluten-containing grains can be problematic for certain people. Dairy products tend to be highly inflammatory. All the damaging oils and trans fats are cut out. As we talked about, the sugar and the refined sugars, which are so inflammatory and such a problem for so many people, now we've cut out lots of things. So what are we eating? I mean, we're eating whole foods. We're eating things like quinoa and brown rice. We're eating lots of vegetables, lettuces, salads, broccolis. The cruciferous vegetables are usually very much advocated for during cleanses because they have properties in them that support liver detoxification and have lots of fiber. We're talking about fruits. Talking about really good quality meats, everything organic as much as possible. This is a great diet. And the reality is, as you know, Bruce, I'm sure working with people over the years, the whole aspect of like being really reliant on having a glass of wine or drinking alcohol every night or having something sweet after every meal, it's almost like it really is an addictive process. And breaking that sort of addiction, even when, you know, it's not what we consider to be addiction, is often correlated with really hardcore scenarios, but even just a little sugar addiction, breaking these patterns really liberates people and makes them realize that, you know what, I don't need this all the time. But once you're in the habit of doing it, it seems like it'd be really hard to give up, right?
Yeah, so often I hear that exact scenario where they start reintroducing some fried foods and flour-containing foods and heavy oil or alcohol, and then all of a sudden their body is more in touch with how they felt during the cleanse, and it's like, wow,
yep.
I really feel yucky when I eat those foods.
Right, so that's definitely a big difference. When you cut something out for a while and then you reintroduce it, you didn't maybe realize that it was even causing that many problems when you're eating it every day, but then all of a sudden you eat it after not having it for a few weeks and you feel, oh my gosh, I feel so bloated, or I feel like my fingers are swollen, or I've got a headache, or something happens where you really understand what it's doing. And just these little patterns that we get used to in life. I usually have a really clean diet. I don't drink a lot of alcohol, but, you know, maybe on the weekends I'll have a glass or wine or two in the evening. But pretty much my policy is Monday through Friday, I don't have any alcohol during the week. At night. And that's just my policy. I was on vacation for a few days, and while I was away, we went out to dinners, we enjoyed ourselves, and I had a glass of wine most evenings. Well, I come back to my normal life, and all of a sudden, in a pattern where I normally wouldn't even think about having a glass of wine during the week and an evening with dinner, because I had been having it 3 or 4 nights in a row, was kind of like, oh, I kind of want that. You know,
that
you see, and that's how it works. It's the same thing with sugars. It's the same thing with things that work our way into our diet. So setting up a program where you basically abstain from these things, how long is the Wild Rose Detox plan?
It is a 12-day protocol.
12-day. So a 12-day protocol, you eliminate these things. You start breaking those patterns. And the reality is that even when the cleanse is over after 12 days, most people, and I'm sure you can speak to this, Bruce, they feel better, right?
Absolutely. Usually by day 3 and 4 is where we start seeing people calling in or writing us on email or Twitter or Facebook. I mean, exactly.
And what are they saying?
Well, a lot of people, there's all kinds of soft markers, you know, not just clinical quantifiable blood work counts, but also just that they digest food so much better. They feel like they don't have a lead brick bowling ball in their gut when they finish a meal. Their tongue, the coatings and biofilms and thrushy coatings on their tongue go away. I've seen a lot of skin responses. I mean, we're not saying this is a cure for chronic dermatitis, but it's definitely, I've seen a lot of chronic skin pathologies start to ameliorate a little bit just from doing a cleanse.
Mm-hmm. Right. So people are usually starting to feel better. And when they're feeling better, the habits that are developed in those 12 days carry over. It's not like people go through this for 12 days. Somebody who goes through this for 12 days isn't on the 13th day going to go, all right, now I can go back, drive through the fast food drive through. I can start drinking my milkshakes again. I can go out and, you know, people don't have that mentality. And that is one of the most useful things that I have found in my practice when I take people through cleanses. And I usually do one every time, every year around New Year's and every year in the springtime. People are excited about it because they just want a program to get them back on track. You know, to just say, I just need to commit to something for 12 days so I can get myself back on track and feeling good again. And something like this is a great program, the Wild Rose One. It's nice because it comes with the book, right, Bruce?
That's right.
Yeah, so it gives you kind of the diet outlines. It's a nice one because it's not so restrictive. Some of the cleanses are pretty restrictive, you know, where they have a portion, all of it, or a portion of it where it may be vegetarian. And then there's, you know, lots of people, Bruce, I'm sure you hear this all the time, have a lot of misconceptions about cleanses. And as soon as you mention it, they freak out because they think, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not going to be able to eat for 2 weeks.
Yeah, or I'm going to have to go live in the woods in a teepee.
Right, exactly. Or, you know, the thing that I hear most is people associate cleansing with fasting.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't think they're going to be able to eat. And actually, I have people come into my office all the time and say, yeah, doc, you know, I read about this great thing on the internet. I'm going to do this, you know, this cleansing program where I do nothing but, you know, juice and, you know, water and honey for, you know, 2 weeks, you know, and I'm just going, no, you can't do that. You know, you can do that if you want to go check yourself into an inpatient facility and just sort of relax and do nothing. But if you want to work, take care of your kids, maintain your busy lifestyle, you're going to need some calories. And
I agree.
Yeah, and you can select it from good places and, you know, like we're talking about. So let's talk a little bit about some of the other, we discussed diet. Are there any other recommendations in the lifestyle realm, Bruce, that come up with this particular cleanse as far as any activity or exercise or, you know, anything else that's recommended, or is it mainly lifestyle-wise looking at the diet?
It's mainly looking at the diet. I mean, obviously, we would want people to get a little bit of walking, a little bit of exercising, a little sweating. I mean, obviously, if you want to get a rebounder or a trampoline and do some lymph drainage, that would really help the cleanse work even better. Or if you want to, I mean, I would avoid systemic overtraining. So if you're a hardcore CrossFit buff, you may want to at least, like, dial it back a little bit during this. I mean, the whole idea is to allow the machinery to work. And I think some people, and this is pretty rare, maybe, but I do run into people who are just so intensively overtraining that I think it almost inhibits some of the machinery from working in the body.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think it's really important that people do need to move and understand the necessity to move their bodies. You know, there's some really interesting research that's been coming out, places like the Mayo Clinic, where they're basically calling sitting the new smoking, where the research is showing that, you know, sitting at a desk all day long can be as unhealthy for people as smoking. I mean, can you believe that? That is absolutely crazy. And, you know, I mean, but it's true. That's what the research is telling us. Prolonged sitting is linked to an increased risk of heart disease, obesity, diabetes, cancer, and even early death. So
do you have a treadmill desk yet?
I have a standing desk at my office. I do, where I have a high chair and a pad for my feet. I converted it about 3 years ago, and, you know, I don't get to stand all the time, but the fact that it is an elevated desk, I'm sitting with people, and when I have breaks in between patients, even if it's just for a few minutes or I have to catch up on phone calls or catch up on charts, I'm right away standing up. And it's really important because it got to the point where when I was sitting all day, I'd literally get to my office, sit down at 9 a.m., be with people back to back to back to back to back until 5 or 5:30, and I would have never gotten up. And by around 3 o'clock, I almost can't stand it anymore. I can't stand the sitting. And it was really awkward for me to be standing up at a normal level desk when other people were sitting, but with an elevated desk, it's a great option. A treadmill desk, I guess, would be the next step. But even just moving, getting out for a walk on your lunch break, even if it's for 10 or 15 minutes, moving your body is important, and you got to have some type of movement, even if it's not necessarily structured exercise like in a gym. And so is there any recommendations around water with the cleanse?
No, just making sure they stay really hydrated.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes I think people, if you tell them to drink a half gallon a day, it can almost dilute their electrolytes too much. So I'm not one of those guys that's just go pound the water. I mean, I think some of it should come from fruits and vegetables and high water content foods. But mainly, I mean, we try not to make this to where they go into that orthorexia land where they're just freaked out about poring over every food option. I mean, this shouldn't be like, you know, analysis paralysis at every meal. Just drink some water and make sure you're, you know, if you're feeling thirst, you probably didn't drink enough already.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. It's important that people don't overthink these things. It sometimes seems very intimidating to enter into a cleanse or to start a new program. Don't overthink it. Follow the guidelines, and it really should, you know, work out pretty easily. We're going to have to take another quick break. When we come back, Bruce, I'd love for you to take us through sort of the different products that are associated with the cleanse, because really, whether it's a Garden of Life cleanse or a different cleanse, the basic concepts of the herbal formulas really sort of form a foundation for what any good cleanse should contain. So I'd love for you to get into that a little bit when we come back from the break, and then we have a few other topics that we want to cover. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acid offalus, 900% more. Get acid offalus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acid offalus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Hey, thank you all for tuning in. It's great to be here. I'm Dr. Kevin Pacera. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., and we really, really try very hard to bring you lots of great information relating to health and wellness. We're sponsored by The Village Green, a local pharmacy located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. They've been here for 40 years bringing health and wellness to the community. So thank you, Village Green, for hanging in there and always being there as a resource for us. Just a quick mention, Village Green is having their spring sale. It runs from now through April 1st. It's 30% off of all Pathway products. Pathway products are the private labeled Village Green brand. It's a great brand, really one of the best values in the entire store, and running 25% off of most of our professional brands, including Garden of Life. And we're talking with Bruce Topping today, who is an educator for Garden of Life, and we've been discussing cleansing and the cleansing program. We've mentioned a few times the Wild Rose Cleansing Program. Can you just give us real quick, Bruce, I mean, we're going to talk about the products. There's four products associated with it. In the last segment, we talked about some of the lifestyle recommendations. Can you, I think the name Wild Rose lends itself well to just briefly discussing the story behind the Wild Rose Detox, really namely who formulated it and why that's important.
Yeah, so I always, when I first look at it, I want to let people know there are no roses in the cleanse. You know, some people think, oh, how do roses help the body cleanse? The name comes from a clinic, and we mentioned Dr. Willard. Dr. Terry Willard is one of the most famous herbalists of our time. I mean, the guy, I think he's on his 15th textbook. He's written so many tomes and reference books on herbology. So he basically founded this clinic in the 70s, and it's called Wild Rose Clinic. And this is, you know, a clinical herbology training school, but also a regular clinic that deals with regular patients. So this cleanse, the Wild Rose Detox, came out in 1975, and it's really what Terry would use in his practice for really almost any health program, whether they're going on an anti-inflammatory regimen or an anti-candida mm-hmm. protocol or a weight loss program, whatever they're trying to do, this is a great way to start, you know, to get the machinery ready and kind of offer those movement through the organs and glands and make sure things are running.
Sure, yeah, and it's based on herbalism is a science. Absolutely, it is a science. It is the science that pretty much all pharmaceutical therapy is founded on. So, you know, botanicals and botanical medicine and herbs have an incredibly powerful role in health. But in addition to herbal medicine being a science, it is also an art. And it is an art that's oftentimes perfected over time. And the Wild Rose program is a 12-day protocol that was formulated by Dr. Willard in 1975 and was basically done by standing on the shoulders of some of the most well-renowned herbalists of all time, like Dr. Bernard Jensen, Dr. John Christopher. These are the people that really brought modern herbalism to the United States and to the Western world. And so to me as a clinician, when you look at herbal formulas and you're trying to decide how you want to use herbs to support someone's health, it is incredibly important to think about the formula and how that formula was arrived at. And looking back at people who have been pioneering herbal medicine and doing it for a very long time, as a clinician, there's a whole lot of value in knowing who formulated a product and how they got to that. Because you can take herbs and just throw them together, herbs that have detox properties, milk thistle and burdock and, you know, all the standard herbs that have detox properties, but if they can be done so much better if they're used together in the right way. And that's one of the main reasons why I really love sort of the herbs associated with this protocol. There's a few other reasons why I really love it that we're going to talk about in a minute, but I just wanted to give a quick sort of mention to the importance of the formulation of a product and how it arrived at that. So thanks for letting me get that in, Bruce.
Yeah, in a nutshell, it's not a theoretical formulation.
Right,
this
exactly.
Is, you know, a practitioner tried and true in the trenches for decades. You know?
Right. So let's talk about, there's four formulas associated with it, and each one is sort of, you know, one of Dr. Willard's, you know, sort of master kind of programs or master blends. Let's talk about the first one in the program is called the Billy Herb. So what's in that, you know, basically what's the goal of that product?
Yeah, so we really want to kind of get the filter working, which is the liver. So the Billy Herb kind of refers to the biliary system and the bile ducts. So there's a lot of bitters, a lot of what we call cholagogues, which is just a fancy word for describing an herb, a bitter herb, that moves cholic acid through the bile ducts. And cholic acid's a really important molecule. It's the building block for cholesterol. So that should tell you, you know, pretty big deal for the human health. And we really want to make sure we're moving old bile out. A lot of people don't understand that once the liver has done all of its conjugation and glucuronidation, and it's broken down all these toxins, it's going to dilute a lot of those into the bile. And then it's going to kind of mobilize those waste products through the bile ducts and spit them into the intestines, where, you know, you'll ultimately poop them out. And that's how human beings get rid of a lot of discarded hormones and oxidized red blood cells and a lot of waste. So if you don't have good bile movement, you know, you're not going to have as efficient of a detox machine. So we really want to focus on making sure the liver has the capability of breaking things down, both phase one and phase two. And then we also want to make sure we're moving the bile wastes through the biliary system and get them out of the body once and for all.
Yeah, and it's that flavor that most people hate, but it's that bitter. We've completely lost that bitter taste buds because everything in our culture is so sweet. But bitter immediately causes a reflex contraction of the gallbladder and helps our body to move that bile, dump that bile, and as you decongest the gallbladder by getting the bile out, you basically support the liver's ability to metabolize and excrete more and more toxins. So Billy Herb is the first herb, and we talked about what that does. The next one is called Cleanser Herb. What are we looking at in Cleanser Herb?
So this one's a really heavy red clover base. There's a lot of other herbs, but this is more about the lymph and the blood. You know, the lymph is kind of the big drain. I always say, you know, remind people that it's about three times as much volume as blood. So it's kind of a big old gutter, a big drain. And it has no pump. You know, famously, this is what we were talking about earlier, that rigorous activity is important for human health. And the lymph is one of the reasons, not the only. But it's a huge thing that we got to make sure we're thinning down some of the thickness and viscosity. We want to make those secretions move through the body and drain. So this one's going to help kind of purify the blood. You're also going to see some, you know, soothing herbs that are kind of calming for the nervous system, herbs that are soothing for the gut. So there's a lot going on with Cleanser Herb, but the main focus is about the lymphatic and the blood.
Sure. So move that lymph tissue. That's really the waste depot of the body. It's how we really excrete a lot of our waste and process a lot of waste. So the lymph glands are really important to support. The next one is CL Herbal Extract. This one looks like a liquid.
Yep. Yeah, cleansing liquid or CL extract. This is going to taste like licorice, and licorice is another bitter compound, so a little bit of gallbladder stuff. And some people are afraid of licorice. I'll just say I grilled Terry Willard about this, you know, because some people know that licorice has a compound called glycyrrhetinic acid, which is known as kind of an anti-diuretic and causes you to retain more sodium and can raise blood pressure. And so I really asked him, what about people who are on, you know, hypertensive drugs or who already have high blood pressure? Can they use this? And he was, you know, unequivocal, oh, yeah, every day we have people in the clinic who have, you know, hypertension or really high elevated blood pressure numbers. And at the end of the day, there's not near enough licorice in here to really be an anti-diuretic. And furthermore, if you look at what it's sitting next to, a bunch of diuretics, you know, juniper and corn silk and herbs that actually will more than offset the anti-diuretic property of licorice. Licorice is what it tastes like, but this formula ultimately is for the kidney, the bladder, the urinary tract, kind of toning, astringents, antiseptics, kind of killing any bad critters, infectious materials, and toning and strengthening the walls of the kidney and the bladder and the urinary tract.
Mm-hmm. Great. So that's a nice herbal formula. And then the last one is Laxa Herb. And I'd like you to, I think people can sort of get an idea of what that one's for. And I'd like for you to talk a few minutes about, you know, sort of the formulation behind this one, because I have a problem with a lot of laxative herbal formulas.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the laxatives out there. They create dependence. You know, what this is not, this is not a repeat of Saturday Night Live's 1992 skit called Colon Blow. You know, this is not designed to make you go be by the toilet for 12 days. You know, the main herbs are yellow dock, buckthorn, and rhubarb. And these are herbs that are a far cry from senna leaf or cascara sagrada bark. You know, we're not a fan of those. I mean, some people do well with them. Not going to say that they're bad for everybody all the time, but senna is so dilating. It has a lot of quinones that really tend to be really dilatory in the bowel and just create a lot of bowel movements and sometimes cramping. So we really wanted this formula to take the toxic train. You know, once those bile acids are moved into the bowel, we want to make sure that you're eliminating, that you're once and for all getting rid of that stuff. And so Laxa Herb is basically, you know, a laxative, but it's very gentle, and it has opposing actions. There's a lot of tannins in there that kind of are a little bit of the brakes. So it's kind of got the quinones for the gas pedal and the tannic acid for the brakes that kind of constricts a little bit. So this is really a gentle, more targeted approach that isn't just, you know, going after the bowel with both barrels, so
right.
to speak.
Yeah, and I think it's important to mention it because people are oftentimes really intimidated by a formula that says lax herb. They're worried that during a cleansing program they're going to need to spend their entire day by the bathroom, and certainly that's not very productive and certainly not very practical for most people. So it's nice to help people understand that it's a gentle promoter. Now, you do need to make sure the bowels do move while you're detoxifying, because most of that waste, as you talked about, is going to come through the liver into the gallbladder, and the gallbladder is going to dump it into the intestines, and it needs to get bound up and carried out, and that needs to happen via bowel movement. So moving the bowels regularly during a cleanse is incredibly important. You know, and it's great that you guys formulated it this way. A lot of detox in a box programs, they do have a herbal component to them that is to support the colon, and oftentimes it does contain the more intense herbal laxatives like senna and cascara. And, you know, again, I'm not totally against the use of those, but I can't remember the last time in the last 10 years of clinical practice that I actually recommended somebody use one of those herbs to promote the bowels. They are stimulant laxatives, and as such, they are habit-forming. Now, if you use them for very short periods of time, that's one thing. But even in those circumstances, they can create a cramping, more sort of intense evacuation of the colon. And 9.9 out of 10 times, you do not need that kind of effect to really effectively support colon elimination and the elimination of toxins. So I love the fact, you know, this is why we talk about the importance of a herbalist who's been in practice since, you know, the early 1970s, creating the formula to support the colon, instead of just looking on a piece of paper and saying, oh, we need something for the colon, let's throw in, you know, the consummate colon detox herbs, cascara, senna, let's, you know, basically colon blow. We've got a really nice synergistic formula that's going to support the colon without being overstimulated and really make this a program that is amenable to just about everyone without causing problems. So we're going to need to wrap up the segment here, Bruce, in a few minutes. What else do we want to talk about with Wild Rose? First of all, just real quickly, how do you take it? We've got four products. Are you taking a product every 20 minutes? Are you taking something five times a day? I mean, how complicated is it to actually implement the products?
Well, Terry Willard has this little funny quote just to give people the basics. And he always says this in his seminars. He'll say, the Wild Rose Detox is sort of like Sesame Street. It's brought to you by the number 2. You're going to take 2 of each formula 2 times a day, and you'll have more number 2s. So it's silly. It's kind of, you know, maybe a little stupid, but it's a way of helping people remember that it's really easy. This is not one of those where you're brewing huge batches of tea and then sterilizing jars and eating powders and gross-tasting liquids all day long. It's 2 in the morning, 2 at night of each formula.
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
And when I say the liquid, that's 2 full drops. That's, you don't have to count 40 drops.
Right.
I will offer that some people who have really, really sensitive bowels, like they've had a history of spastic colon and IBS, and you just know your bowel is really, really delicate, you can cut the laxa herb to 1 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually kind of tailor that one. I've almost never seen that necessary, but Terry Willard informs me that a few times, you know, a handful of times over the decades, he's run into people who might do better taking the laxa herb at half dose, which
right.
is 1 in the morning, 1 at night.
And so people can always certainly start with that in the first few days, see how their system is doing, and if they're tolerating it well, can increase up to the full dose. So, all right, well, that's a great recommendation. Things don't get much easier than twice daily dosing. So, you know, and I guess it all comes packaged together in a nice, neat little box. It's got the booklet for the diet. It's got the 4 products. And, you know, and I'm assuming that, you know, when we're looking at the herbs, you guys are trying to, as much as possible, use wildcrafted or organic herbs, or, you know, and everything's being tested for pesticide residues. So we're not taking in more toxins as we do the cleanse, correct?
Yeah, everything's organic or wildcrafted. Most of it's organic, you know, wildcrafting. It's sometimes hard to get that much material.
Yep, exactly. So, okay, well, when we come back from the break, we can wrap up our conversation on cleansing, but if we have a few minutes, I'd love to talk to you about a really unique product called Wovenzyme, and really what we could do obviously an entire new two-hour show just on the benefit of using proteolytic enzymes. And Bruce, when we talked last night, we thought we might run into this problem of sort of running out of time, but it is worth a mention, and you are an expert on it, so I'd love to pick your brain a little bit. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green, and I'm going to be back right after this break, so don't go anywhere.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow-affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary, and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNatural.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green. Thanks for tuning in, guys. This is Dr. Kevin Passero. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11, and we've had a good time today. We've been talking about cleansing, and we really promote the Garden of Life Wild Rose Detox in a Box program. I think it's a good one. I am, yes, officially endorsing it at this point. I think it'd be a great product for people that are interested in going out there, getting their spring started off right, get your diet squared away, get some supplements in your system, some good detox, sort of spearhead those good diet changes, get your body ready for spring. It's a great time to do it. And hey, guess what? It's also 25% off at Village Green from now until April 1st. All right, Bruce, we're going to be short on time in this segment, but I've got you on the phone, and maybe we can designate our next show together to really explore this topic. There's a great product called Wobenzym, or as they say in Germany, Wobenzym, which is a product of proteolytic enzymes. And I just talked to us a little bit about proteolytic enzymes, what they are, and why they can potentially play an important role in supporting people's health.
All right, yeah, one of my all-time favorite products. One of the reasons I love working for Garden of Life, to be honest. And we don't even make it. It's made in Germany. And as you said, it's a product made of a whole bunch of plant and animal enzymes. And these are all protein digesting, or what we call proteolytic. And the whole point of this is that you're putting these enzymes into the bloodstream intact. This is not a digestive enzyme where it's consuming the foods in the digestive gut or in the stomach. This is really about shuttling those enzymes into the blood so you don't take it with foods. You take it on an empty stomach, and it is coated. And the whole point of this is to get these proteolytic or protein digesting enzymes into the bloodstream where they will activate the big old trash trucks, the big, what we call, there's a famous one called alpha 2 macroglobulin. And this is one of the giant kind of junk hauling trash truck proteins in the blood that really helps regulate immune expression. That's the big exciting thing here, is that Wobenzyme was the first. It actually created a category, and there's a lot of other good ones in this market. I never would say that Wobenzyme's the only one, but it's the one that has all the research, and it's a systemic enzyme that enters the bloodstream and cleans up debris and gets rid of all kinds of cellular waste. There's a lot of research for pain and swelling and all kinds of inflammatory markers and even autoimmune signals, both TH1 or TH2 side. The way it works is just cleaning up overexpression. So it is an incredible, incredible tool to go in and clean up the inflammatory signaling of the body in a really systemic way. It's not just in one organ or gland. This is the whole enchilada, and there's a ton of research on it.
Yeah, and I mean, the clinical applications are really phenomenal. I mean, there's a lot of ways where it's been used experimentally and a lot of ways it's been very clinically validated. So, for example, like you talk about, it's one of the favorite products that you have for your weekend warrior, your athlete, and this is from, you know, adolescents and kids all the way up. It's a phenomenal non-drug way therapy to help your body deal with injury, because when you get injured, what happens? You get swelling and you get inflammation at the site of injury. So whether it's a twisted ankle or a bruised muscle, or a tweaked shoulder, ligament, tendon, whatever it is, your body is going to create some inflammation in an attempt to heal the area. That's what inflammation and pain is. And what the research has shown us with these proteolytic enzymes is that when they come in and you take them on an empty stomach and they get into the bloodstream, they have the ability to find those injury sites and to help clean up the inflammation and clear it out faster. So it literally speeds recovery time. And the research on this is phenomenal, not just for athletes, but you see it also with post-surgery. There's great data that's been done when you start delivering these proteolytic enzymes after surgery. You don't want to use them before, because there is a possibility they can reduce clotting, which you never want to do prior to surgery. But after surgery, if you start these enzymes right away, we see improved healing times, so shorter times to recovery, less swelling, less pain, less need for pain medications. So, and this is real solid data. These are applications that are being used by plastic surgeons and other surgeons around the country today. There's other experimental uses of these proteolytic enzymes. There's doctors that have been using them even in some aspects of cancer care. And certainly one of the more exciting ones that we've seen, that I've seen clinically, is the use of these proteolytic enzymes in the treatment of chronic infections, particularly Lyme disease, which if you're from listening and you're from this area, you either have had it or you know somebody that's had it and struggled with it. And there's this concept of biofilms, which are this slimy paste that bacteria make that protect them from our immune cells and our immune system and help them evade antibiotic therapy and herbal therapy and our own immune system's defenses. And you need to be able to break down those biofilms. And one of the only ways that we've really seen to be able to significantly make a dent in biofilms is using proteolytic enzymes. So very, very exciting aspect of treatment. Bruce, do you have any thoughts on it that you want to discuss before we wrap up?
Yeah, I have about 4 hours worth, but I'll put it into one sentence, and that is, there's a website that I just love. It's one of my favorites, and it's a great primer, not just on Wobenzyme. This will actually help you learn about inflammation, period. That is the hub of systemic enzyme research, and it's called systemicenzymesupport.org. Again, systemicenzymesupport.org. It's not written by Garden of Life. It's written by Dr. Joe Collins up in Tacoma, Washington, and he put it together based on his own kind of clinical fascination. So Check out the website. I think it's a gold mine.
Yeah, there's a lot of wonderful applications for systemic enzymes, and Wobenzyme, as we talked about, is made in Germany, distributed by Garden of Life, and is the original systemic enzyme formula and has a ton of clinical backing to it. So, Bruce, we're out of time. I'm excited to have you back. We're going to have a great time. I hope everybody enjoyed. Thanks for being on the show, Bruce. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. All right, everybody, that wraps up the Essentials of Healthy Living for this week. Dana Lake will be back next week, and I'll be there afterwards. It's always a pleasure being with you. This is Dr. Kevin Passero wishing you all the best of health until we talk next. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.